I have had so many friends over the years say some version of this to me. They'll say something like, man, I know I need my own personal website, but I feel so uncomfortable. I don't even know where to start. And even if I started making my own website or hiring someone to do it for me, the whole thing just makes me feel uncomfortable. Getting photos of myself, talking about myself, what, www.allaboutme.com. Like, it's overwhelming. I get that. But I think that you, especially if you're making something or helping people make something like I do as a bass player, I help people bring their music to a live audience. I want to share with you one question that I have shared with friends that you can ask yourself today. And I believe that if you start asking yourself this question on a regular basis, it will not only free you up when it comes to talking about yourself. Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe it'll completely free you up when it comes to talking about yourself and what you do for a living. I just got in my car in the parking lot of one of my favorite bars in town, Black Forest Inn. I just got out of a meeting with two friends of mine who own a travel company where they specifically, they take tours over to Belgium and they focus on Belgian beer and Belgian culture. We just had a meeting because they wanted me to help them build their website for them. This building websites for people is not something I saw coming. I think it just kind of happened naturally because I've been making my own websites for years, mainly because I love it. I know this sounds nerdy, but the thought that online, I don't know, almost like a city you can build. Like this is my space. It's more than just like, oh, here's everything about me and let's talk about me. To me, a personal website is fun because you can build the environment, like your little own personal corner of the web. So I've actually been helping a lot of people lately build their own website. But before I share this question I have for you to ask yourself, to remind yourself, keep on the front of your mind if you're building a website, before I share it with you, I kind of want to share a story about where this came from. So when I was about 22, I started playing on one of my first regular fly gigs where we'd be flying out for shows. Man, there's nothing freaking cooler than like walking through an airport, carrying my bass. And now I'm like, oh shit, I gotta travel with an instrument. I just like, there's a ton of dread that comes with it. But when I got this gig, I was super pumped. I'm like, somebody is flying me somewhere to perform, and I just was on the top of the world. And I remember playing with this artist, and one of the biggest takeaways that I got from him was when we first started doing shows, he was really comfortable talking about his merch table, specifically his like the CDs that were for sale at the merch table. He was way more comfortable than just about anybody else I had ever played with talking about, hey, meet me back at the merch table. I've got a bunch of albums for you to check out. I think you should buy one. Hey, let me see a show of hands. Does anybody here have a friend that they wanted to bring to this show, but they couldn't make it? Show of hands. They're like, here's what you should do. You should buy two albums. You should buy one for yourself and one for your friend as a gift. And I mean, he was just like, now maybe you're listening to this and you're like, oh, maybe that feels cringy or whatever. He did it in a way that was super comfortable and felt natural and didn't feel like he was a carny trying to be like, hey, step right up, get your album. It just felt natural. And I remember in a green room one time, we were talking about it, and he said the pivotal point for him, a massive point. If we can't even talk right now. I'm swerving so I don't hit somebody. He said a big changing point for him in his career as an artist and what really set him apart in this area from other artists that I had played behind at that point was that he started realizing he was like really uncomfortable talking about selling things that, like, even that, like, you're selling merch. And no, I need to be on stage. I need to sell myself and sell my things. And like, it just brings up all this like used car salesman feeling that we, most of us artists have. Basically, a big changing point was he realized how much music had changed him and impacted his life for the better. And he started going through and listing off the albums, like, man, like, this album, like, I wouldn't be the same person I was today if it wasn't for this album. And he started recognizing how much of an impact music had on him. And he started realizing that this wasn't about him. Him selling CDs, I mean, it is about him making money and putting food on the table and whatever. But really, at the end of the day, it was about the music. And it was about what it could do for the person listening to it. And it came down to, well, do you believe that you have made something that will impact people's lives for the better? Do you think you've put together, you've recorded an album, you've wrote songs that would... that people would enjoy, and they would add even like the value of enjoyment to someone's life. He answered this question. Sorry, I'm taking a left-hand turn here. Why am I recording this? Note to self, I'm a shit multitasker. I should not be recording a podcast and turning at the same time. But long story short is, he was like, no, I have something I believe that people will enjoy and will bring lightness to people's lives. And he started realizing that his time on stage talking about go to the merch table, buy an album, was no longer about him. It was about other people, about this impacting them and benefiting their lives. And I just can't help but think about that. All of a sudden, when I had my own personal website, and I realized at the time when I was looking at it, I was like, man, this is all about me. Like, oh, look at me. Look at the albums I've recorded on. Look at, let me talk about myself. And I just felt that just like cringy salesman. Oh, this is why you should hire me as a bass player and talking about myself, all that shit. What I realized then was, oh, okay, well, if it's not just about me and trying to like just talk about, like, what is this about? Why the hell do I have a website in the first place? And I realized that this was a moment to show someone. And I still think a website's main purpose is to show someone how useful you can be to them. If you're selling something, how useful would this product be in your life? If you are the thing you're selling, as me forever, as a freelancer, as a freelance musician, now someone who does a ton of photography for album covers and stuff like that, like, how this impacts somebody else for the better. So now it's all completely shifted for me. It's no longer, here's 10 things of reasons I want you to think that I'm awesome. And now the question I ask myself, whether I'm posting on my website or I'm posting on social media, is how can I be useful to you? Sure, you put up your discography as a musician, and because, you know, there's gonna be people that are fans of you that want to check out your work and listen to other things that you've done. But the main reason you put the albums that you've recorded on, or the projects you've done, or the videos of the things you've been a part of, is to show essentially, hey, look how I helped somebody else. I literally solved someone's problem here. Someone needs a badass drummer on this album. Yeah, I got you. So much of my life freaking changed for the better when I realized, man, this isn't really about me in the first place. Oh, don't even get me started talking about this when it comes to the podcast, right? Even with my freaking name and image, all of Rob Morgan's a curious person. At the end of the day, this isn't about me. You're not listening to this because, oh man, I really want to support Rob because his streams could use a few more numbers by me. No, this is about you and your life, and you're listening to this through the lens of you and your experience and your future, and as you totally should. That's the reason I listen to other podcasts. But when it comes to creating things, I've just been thinking about that lately. When it comes to creating something, I've been trying to split my mind into two separate categories. When I'm creating initially, when I'm coming up with an idea, I want to be as selfish as possible and only think about myself, not if anybody else is going to like this, No, what do I like? What does my taste define within this? And then when it comes time to sharing it with the world, then that shifts. Then it's no longer just about me. It's about the person who's visiting, the person who's buying the album, the person that is hiring me. Man, I wish I would have learned that years ago, that any recording session I've ever been a part of was never about me in the first place.
Rob Morgan is an internationally touring bassist on a journey to discover what it means to live a curious life. At thecuriouspod.com, you'll find an archive of conversations recorded all over the world, a map of recording locations, a weekly newsletter, and official podcast merchandise. Rob is recording a daily podcast where he's sharing insights into the creative journey and the secrets to living a curious life that he's discovered from over a decade of traveling the world with music. We here at Curious Endeavors have told him this is probably a mistake and he's an idiot to attempt it, but he won't budge, so that's where we're currently at. We hope you'll enjoy.